The following is another Class Kit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
At the other end, though, it's stolen away. Overton comes coast to coast. The layup up and in by Madison Beavers. She has both buckets for Overton here in this second quarter.
Today, it's live coverage of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament featuring Overton, Centura, Spalding Spalding Academy, and the host Blue Jays. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Class Kit Sports Club.
Jays no-look pass. Siskowski is open underneath, and his point-blank jumper is good. Siskowski makes it 16-13, and that's an 8-0 run by Ravenna.
It was an extremely competitive day one in the Blue Jay tournament, with all four games decided in the final minutes. Today, Overton will face off with Centura, and Ravenna takes on Spalding Spalding Academy. It's the finals of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament coming up next, but first in the New Tex Heat pregame show, we'll join Classic Hit Sports Randy Bushkar live from Ravenna. Right after this word from New Tex Heat.
New Tex is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tex's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTex at yieldleader.com.
New Tex Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here to Ravenna as the finals of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament about to wrap up on the boys' side in what promised to be a great matchup here. A couple of undefeated teams. Ravenna, one of the preeminent powers in Class C2, taking on, well, the defending D2 state runner-up, Spalding Spalding Academy. And these two teams really kind of on a collision course. This should be a great matchup. Now, you think on paper, a D2 team should not be able to play with a Class C2 team of the caliber of Ravenna. But Spalding Spalding Academy brings back virtually everybody from last year's team that played for the state championship. And they expect really to be in the situation they're in. And this is going to be a tough draw here for the Ravenna Blue Jays. And they're going to have to play a pretty darn good basketball game if they're going to come out of here with a win in their own home tournament. We're going to take a quick break when we come back and continue with our pregame show brought to you by New Tex Seed. Proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tex Seed. New Tex is your yield leader. Contact the New Tex Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tex Seed. We're going to step away for a little bit, and then we'll be back with the starting lineups and kind of wrap things up here in terms of the pregame of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament as we'll set the stage for the Blue Jays and the Knights. Our final game of 2013 here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
Flashbacks Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history from Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games. So stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna. Happy holidays from all of us.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
And welcome back here to Ravenna, and we'll give you our starting lineups here for the Blue Jays and the Knights. We'll begin, first of all, for Spalding Spalding Academy. Their starting lineup looks like this. Brandon Stevens is a 5'11 junior. He'll start with Joe Glazer, who is 5'10, also a junior. Weston Pfeiffer, 6-foot-tall junior. Bronk McKay is 6-foot-tall and a senior. And they list Kane Hashke as a 6'7 senior. That's the shortest 6'7 I've ever seen. He's a taller kid. He's probably about 6'3", 6'4", according to just my eyeball test here, but they have him listed at 6'7". I think that Joe Imus, the head coach of Spalding Spalding Academy, might be fudging that just a little bit, but Hashke still going to be a pretty good force for Ravenna to kind of have to deal with. For the Blue Jays, their starters are Blake Cremosta, who is averaging about 14 and a quarter points per ball game. He is a 5'10 junior. Tom Sizemore will also make the start. 6-foot-tall senior Sizemore is averaging 11.25 points per ball game. Kobe Shermer, the 5'10 junior, is averaging right at 3 points a game. Jake Techmeyer, 5'11 and only a freshman, and he's averaging 15 and a quarter points per ball game. He is going to be the real deal before it's all said and done. He's going to be on a short list of some of the best ball players that Ravenna has ever had. And, folks, that is saying something. Brady Standage is a 6'3 junior. He'll start as well. Standage is averaging 16.5 points per ball game. And Caleb Gross is 6'1 and a sophomore. And Gross is averaging about 1 point per ball game, kind of really a role player for Paul Baronic and the Ravenna Blue Jays, who come into this game undefeated on the season. Your starting lineup brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to 5 Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. 5 Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. 5 Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the tip between Spalding Academy and Ravenna. The Knights and the Blue Jays, our final basketball game of 2013 right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. We're back right after this.
Dr. Daniel McClinahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton, proud to support our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClinahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
And welcome back here, Ravenna. Right now, 5-0 on the season. They're at home against Spalding Academy, and they did not do themselves any favors by inviting the Knights into their own holiday tournament, because this is going to be a tough matchup here. The Spalding Academy comes in undefeated on the year, and Overton, pretty good basketball team. They were able to defeat them yesterday 62-57. And for Ravenna, they got here after playing Centura to a 65-58 victory, and that was not an easy task. Centura, now that they're back full strength and all healed up and nobody's sick or kind of banged up, they're a pretty good basketball team. And so then both of them coming off of nice wins yesterday, that was not an easy deal whatsoever for either one of these two teams. So they've been tested in fire so far in this Ravenna Holiday Tournament, because both teams played pretty good competition, and it all comes down to this. Ravenna winning it 65-58 over Centura yesterday, and Spalding Academy remaining undefeated with the win over Overton 62-57. So a 5-7 point win for both of these two teams to earn themselves a spot here in the finals. We're going to take one last 30-second break, and when we come back, we'll have the tip between Ravenna and Spalding Academy coming up right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS. Resources for enriching lives.
Brady Standage has been doing the jumping here for Ravenna. Kane Hashke for Spalding Academy, and that will wrap up the New Tech Seed pregame show. It's the opening tip is controlled here by the Blue Jays. They've got possession of it to start the game, and they'll work it back around the perimeter, top of the circle. Shermer's got it. He'll kick it off on the left side, working against a little pressure put on there by Hashke, and the pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. Getting a hand on it is Glazer for Spalding Academy. So the Jays will inbound it on the near sideline here as Jake Techmeyer will step up and trigger in the inbounds play. Backdoor cut off the inbounds. It is loose, and somehow tracking it down is Sieskowski. Sieskowski, great hustle to prevent the turnover here, as that was well diagnosed by Spalding Academy. On the drive here is Techmeyer. Techmeyer, little floater up and in. Jake Techmeyer, first 2 points of the ball game, and Ravenna's got the lead. Pass up ahead here in transition. McKay will cut it out. Nice extra pass on the inside to Hashke, and Hashke will score. So again, both teams moving the ball around very effectively and trying to pressure it. Up ahead, the Jays will get it to Sieskowski, and in transition, he'll score. Well, Spalding Academy tried to pressure it, but a nice job by Ravenna to stay one step ahead of it. Long pass up ahead here to Pfeiffer, as Pfeiffer, protecting that injured nose, has that nose guard dribbling around off of the weave. They'll get the ball off here for Stevens. Stevens has the ball stolen away. Techmeyer is able to come up with the basketball, and he'll float in the lane, a little bit too strong. Up high for the rebound is Hashke, as Hashke pulls down the rebound after Ravenna missed a tough shot there. Ball knocked out of bounds on that far side, and it will remain in possession of Spalding Academy. In their black road uniforms, white sides, white numbers, letters, and trim. Here's Stevens on the baseline. He's going to fire the three. It's no good. Rebound is tipped out of there, and on the run after coming up with that loose ball is Kremosta. Kremosta will stop top of the key, gives it for Techmeyer. Techmeyer back to Kremosta, as the Knights right now in a little 2-3 zone here. And not a lot of movement for the Jays at the moment. Kremosta looking for a backdoor cut as he backs in. In the lane coming through there is going to be Shermer. Shermer, nice extra pass down low for Standage. Standage shot is no good. And coming up with the rebound here is going to be Shermer. Shermer kicks it out for Techmeyer. Techmeyer, the three is no good. It went up high and hit the stand up there. So that will be out of bounds. So Spalding Academy will get possession here as they toss it in to Stevens. Stevens facing a little token pressure here by Sieskowski. Long pass into the corner, and McKay will fire the three. It is no good, but the rebound taken out of there by Hashke. A little drive by McKay, well off the mark. And coming out of there with it are the Eagles. Kremosta brings in the offensive zone, and now he's got the basketball back top of the circle here. Him and Sieskowski play a little catch. They get Shermer involved with it. They'll get it right side for Sieskowski. Back top of the circle for Jake Techmeyer. And Techmeyer will drive, spin, bounce it off to that left side. Shermer is open for three. In and out, no good. And pulling down the rebound is going to be Hashke. Hashke is going to kick it up ahead, and that pass is going to be intercepted. So Spalding Academy turns it over. In transition, the shot missed. Hashke is able to pull down the rebound. And so here come the Knights. They'll slow it down just a little bit. And an entry pass down low, and Hashke's going to post up and score. Kane Hashke with his first 2 points of the day. And we are tied at four with 4:35 to go. On the run is Kremosta here in the first quarter. A little runner on that right wing, up and good. Up-tempo basketball. They pass it down court to McKay. McKay lost it as it was partially blocked, and we've got a tied up basketball. Hashke had it, but also so did Brady Standage for Ravenna. Possession arrow is pointing to Spalding Academy. So we'll move the possession arrow here, and Spalding Academy will inbound it off of Hashke's hands. Stolen away, pass up ahead to Techmeyer. Techmeyer's going to lay it up and in. Sloppy pass turns into an easy bucket for Ravenna. And we're going to have a little reach foul called on that far side. I think they're going to get Sieskowski for the foul. 8-4 right now. Ravenna with a 4-point lead as the foul is on Sieskowski. And they're going to inbound the basketball here to Joe Glazer. Glazer gives it away. Gives it now left side for Bronk McKay. Back to Glazer. Glazer's going to kick on that right side for Stevens. He's going to fire a three. It's an air ball, but an offensive rebound in underneath. It is up and in. And that's Pritchard who pulls down the rebound and just came in a little bit ago. Tanner Hudson got the rebound and made the putback. And we got a foul on that far side. Going to be a little reach that's going to be called against Glazer. That'll be his first foul. So on the baseline, Ravenna will inbound it, and they'll give it for Techmeyer. Techmeyer takes it off glass, will score, and he's fouled. He inbounded it, got the ball right back. They set a screen for him. He came off of that screen, and he was able to bank it in, and he'll try to finish off a three-point play. And the free throw is up and good. So Techmeyer is able to finish off a three-point play here. And that's a nice piece of basketball as that'll push the lead out to five. So we'll see what Spalding Academy can do. And that's a nice little weave. They kind of lost track of Stevens. And Stevens came off of a high screen, was able to drive the lane and score. So now feeling the rhythm here a little bit. The long three-pointer by Techmeyer, no good. Rebound out of there by Spalding Academy. And they'll try the long three-pointer on that right side. Stevens off the mark. And so with 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter, they'll pass the basketball on the right wing here for Jake Techmeyer. Top of the circle for Kobe Schirmer. They enter it inside here for Standage. Standage back and in. Extra bounce pass on the baseline. Gets the defender in the air and the bucket good. Nice little play there by Kobe Schirmer. As Schirmer got the defender in the air. And after that, he was able to control things and the Knights have turned it over. Schirmer forces the turnover on the far side. So Spalding Academy with the turnover. And a five-point lead now for Ravenna. They lead it 13-8 with 2:36 to go. And right now, Ravenna looking very, very sharp. Blake Cremosta will bring it across the timeline with 2.5 to go in the quarter. Not being closely guarded, so he'll just take his time and kick it left side to Syskowski. Techmeyer's going to drive that baseline. Shot no good. Trying to get his own rebound. Can't come up with it. Rebound goes out to Glazer. And Glazer passes it up ahead, saved by the Blue Jays, and now we're going to have a foul. Trying to come up with the basketball and committing the foul is going to be Blake Cremosta. And that's kind of a wrong place, wrong time there for Cremosta. Bit of a touch foul. Or they're going to say they stepped on the baseline. Nope, they're going to give the foul to Glazer. To Cremosta, rather. They give the foul to Cremosta. So the Knights are going to inbound it here. Stevens will toss it in. Techmeyer almost makes the steal. Long three-pointer by Glazer, and it goes into the corner. They missed it. And then driving the baseline, Spalding Academy stepped out of bounds. Stevens pulled down the rebound, but he ended up turning the basketball over. Standage going to inbound the ball here to Blake Cremosta with 2:04 to go. In the second quarter, Blue Jays lead it 13-8. It has been a very energetic first quarter. He picks up his dribble and just gives it off on the right side for Jake Techmeyer. Top of the circle here for Standage. Standage looking for Techmeyer. Techmeyer spin move, reverse layup with the flip. It's no good. And the rebound by Glazer, and it's going to be a foul on Ravenna. Just a little touch foul there. And it's going to be the second of the first quarter here on Syskowski. And Syskowski will come out as Dylan Huff will come in for him. So Stevens the inbound, facing a little bit of pressure by Cremosta, but they get it in to Glazer. Glazer on that right wing. We'll give it off for Pfeiffer. Now on the dribble. Is going to be Hudson, and they throw it away. So Spalding Academy with yet another turnover here. And with a minute 28 to go, we've kind of been stuck on 13-8 here for a while. Cremosta will bring it across the timeline, and they'll get it to Techmeyer, back to Cremosta, who now throws it on that left side for Huff. Up gave it away. Now back around to Techmeyer. Right side to Kamosta. They cycle through. Give it out for Standage. Standage will drive. Take it off glass. Hangs on the rim. No good. And we got a foul on the rebound. Hashke pulled down the rebound. And that will be a foul on Ravenna. And that will be on Kobe Schirmer. That is his first. So the lob in for Joe Glazer. Glazer is going to give the ball back out for Stevens. Back to Glazer. Glazer gets it on the baseline. And Pfeiffer will help work it back around the perimeter. Stevens has it. As the Jays in a little zone here and splitting the zone, putting up a flip there is going to be Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer missed it, and Techmeyer is able to come down with a rebound. Techmeyer kicks in the corner. There's the three over there for Kamosta. It's off the mark. Rebounded by Schirmer. And now an extra pass on the inside, and the Jays having trouble handling it, and they walked with it. That loose ball bouncing around. Standish was able to come up with it, and he was looking to throw it. And as he did, he took just a little extra step as his balance was off, and he ends up turning the ball over. Great hustle play. Hate to saddle him with a turnover, because if he wasn't working hard, he would have never even touched the ball. So the Knights have it in the offensive zone. They look inside, but they have not been able to really get the ball into Kane Hashke. Now they try, and it's tipped away by Techmeyer, but Hashke gets it, puts up the shot, and now he's going to commit the foul after the miss. Kane Hashke missed the shot and then committed the foul trying to get the rebound. And Techmeyer did a real nice job on him, and Cody Eskrit in there as well, working on Hashke. That'll be Hashke's first foul. 15.1 to go here before the end of the first quarter. Jays have it, slowly bringing the offensive zone. Here's Techmeyer. Techmeyer with the dribble, comes off of a screen, has it at the free throw line, going to back up now a little bit. He was open momentarily. Now he's going to drive. 15-foot jumper, he'll float. Shot's no good. Tipped at the buzzer, and that will do it. So Ravenna can't hit a buzzer beater, but they'll head to the second quarter with a 13-8 lead over Spalding Academy. We'll take a quick break. We're back right after this.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
Flashbacks Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flashback to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history from Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games. So stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna. Happy holidays from all of us.
Ravenna will have a five-point lead and the basketball to start the second quarter. It is 13-8. And to toss in the ball here for Ravenna is going to be Kobe Schirmer. Schirmer will give it to Kramosta. And looking around, it'll be the starters out there for Ravenna. Kramosta, Siskowski, Schirmer, Techmeyer, Standage, and Gross. A little backdoor cut knocked away by Spalding Academy. So Ravenna turns it over. Good defense there. Now on that far side, Stevens in a little bit of trouble trying to pass it out. It was knocked away by Kramosta, but out of bounds. So the Knights inbound and work around the perimeter. Glazer has it, tries to dump it down low. Cycling through there is Stevens. Stevens is shut off by Standage, so they're going to drive, and now there's going to be a foul. And I can kind of understand maybe why Weston Pfeiffer needs to wear protection on his nose, because, man, he went in there with absolutely no fear in the lane and was hit and landed hard. The foul was on Schirmer. Not a dirty foul. I don't want to give that impression at all. But, boy, he went in there just absolutely fearlessly and ended up taking a pretty nasty spill. He's going to collect himself and head to the free throw line for a couple of shots. And so Pfeiffer, his free throw up and good. So he makes the first to two, and it's 13-9. Ravenna still has the lead. Second free throw by Spalding. Spalding Academy is up and good. So the Jays quickly bring it up court. Sieskowski helps work it around the perimeter. They give it off on the right side here for Techmeyer. Techmeyer back to Cremosta. On that left side, they're going to leave him open, and Shermer's going to rattle it. Oh, in and out, no good. And on the run here is going to be the Knights. They'll kick it around. Back out here, three-pointer by Stevens, and Stevens, it's up and good. So Stevens strokes in the three, and we are tied at 13. Techmeyer has it top of the key. Little spin, little ball fake. Three-second count going on. He'll put up the shot. It's no good. And rebounded by Stevens. So Stevens pulls down the rebound after the miss. And now in traffic, Pfeiffer draws a little contact, and there's going to be a foul. And I think that might be on Shermer. And that's going to be his third. And all of them kind of tough luck fouls, really. So he picks up a couple of quick fouls here in the second quarter. And Kobe Shermer is in a little foul trouble. He'll come to the bench. The inbounds goes off the back of the defender, and Stevens is going to lay it up and in. Well, they turned the back on him, and Stevens was able to hit the bucket. And Spalding Academy has the lead here at 15-13. I believe that's the first lead of the ballgame. Sieskowski has it. He's picked up there defensively by Glazer. And Sieskowski will get the ball back out for Standage. Back on the right side for Cremosta. Cremosta off of a screen. Well, now just snap it on the right wing here as they get it to Eskrit. Eskrit gave it away, now gets it back. They work around the perimeter. Cremosta's got it. Cremosta will work against Glazer. Takes it down to the baseline. Oh, great bounce pass inside here for Eskrit. For Standage, rather. Can't do anything with it, so they'll pass it back around the perimeter. Kick out to Sieskowski. Sieskowski, long jumper, and we've got a foul on the rebound, and we'll see who it's on. I think that might be on Kane Hashke. Yeah, that's going to be on Hashke. That's going to be his second foul. They got their arms tangled up there. And they're going to lob it in here for Brady Standage. Standage tries to bounce pass through the lane. It goes off the shoe tops of one of the Knights and out of bounds. So Ravenna will maintain possession as it rolls out of bounds. Hashke's going to come out with those two fouls now. And Techmeyer inbounds. He gets it to Cremosta. Back around the perimeter. And they'll get it back out for Techmeyer. Back now left side to Sieskowski. Sieskowski back to Cremosta. They cycle through. Standage top of the circle. Now gives right wing to Cremosta. Cremosta finds a cutter. And that's Sieskowski. They kick it back out. Now Cremosta for three. And he hits the three. That was patient. As Cremosta stroked in that three-pointer, he had the ball a couple of times, but wasn't as open as the time he took the shot. Now the C splits a little bit for Joe Glazer somehow, and he lays it up and in. Ravenna, trying to track down other people, lost track of the guy with the basketball. Now a quick three by Cremosta, top of the key. It's no good, and we got a foul on the rebound. And that is going to go against Ravenna. And that's going to be seven now on the Blue Jays. So Spalding Academy will have the front end of a 1-1, and that's going to be a foul on Sieskowski. So Sieskowski has three, Shermer has three. So a little bit of foul trouble here for Ravenna. And at the free throw line is Stevens, and he hits the front end of the 1-1. Eighteen to sixteen now, and that second free throw is no good. So a two-point lead for Spalding Academy, and up high for the rebound is Brady Standage. And they'll give it off now right side for Techmeyer in the offensive zone. Techmeyer kicks left side for Cremosta. Everybody kind of cycles through there as Dylan Huff now will come through, but they don't give him the ball, so they'll reset it and give it to Eskrit. Eskrit off of a screen. We'll get the ball back out for Huff. Techmeyer's got it. Techmeyer fakes the pass. Step through in the lane. Puts up a little floater. No good. And the rebound taken out of there by Glazer. So Glazer snags the bound, and they're on the run. They pass it up ahead, and we got a player control foul. down there, defensive position was Blake Cremosta. They ran under Cremosta, and that's going to be without the ball, so it's not a charge technically, but a foul going to be whistled on Bronk McKay. So McKay with the foul. And on the dribble here is going to be Cremosta. Cremosta backing in, will step through, takes it off glass. That's a pretty play, and he'll score. Blake Cremosta, one-handed little flip there, and it's tied at 18 again. Glazer works it around on the right side for Pfeiffer, and back out here for Glazer. Glazer gave it away, now gets it back here for Pfeiffer. Out for McKay, bad pass, wasn't deflected, as McKay will throw it away. McKay saw out of the corner of his eye as he was beginning the pass one of the Blue Jays over there, so he tried to pass it so it wouldn't go to him, and he ends up throwing it out of bounds. Had he thrown it where he needed to throw it for it to be completed, it would have been a layup on the other end. So not your worst turnover ever. So the Jays will work it around. Caleb Gross will kick it right side for Techmeyer. Back around. Gross has it on that far side, and Gross will give it to top of the circle here. Now left wing, they get it for Dylan Huff. Back out to Cremosta. Cremosta dribbles behind the back. It's got it at the elbow. Tough shot off glass. No good. Rebound taken out there by Spalding Academy. Snagging the bound down there was Tanner Hudson. And McKay has the dribble now. He'll give it to Hudson. Hudson gets it back out here for Pfeiffer. And back around the perimeter we go. Right wing, they get it for Stevens. Stevens can't penetrate as Techmeyer is right there with him. Now he's picked up defensively by Cremosta, and they're just kind of passing it off, and the ball's knocked out of bounds here by Blake Cremosta. And he's kind of very patiently just kind of walk, and they try to get that little cut right off of the ball and end up driving through the lane. They kind of keep spreading the floor out and out and out. Spalding Academy does on this set. Pass on that far side, knocked out of bounds by Techmeyer. He knew where the pass was coming and wasn't able to finish the interception, though, as it went off his fingertips as he went up high for it. So Stevens is going to toss it in, and he'll give it to Bronk McKay. McKay on the dribble, facing that zone. We'll give it to Stevens. Stevens will penetrate. Shot's no good, and the rebound taken out of there by Standage. Standage with pretty good defense on that play to force a tough shot. Standage now had it, thought about the three, at least he acted like it anyway. Now he's going to kick it back out here for Cremosta. They give it up on the right wing, cycling through, but Eskridge has it. Eskridge being picked up there defensively by Pfeiffer, and they'll give it top of this key. Techmeyer kind of isolated now. Great pass inside. Techmeyer set up Brady Standage for an easy bucket. And that was a nice pass in there for Standage, and the ball knocked out of bounds on the far side. And it's going to be a turnover. It went off the shoulders of one of the Knights, as there was pretty good defense down there by Standage. So 2-point lead here for the Jays, and they've got the basketball with 2:05 to go before halftime. Right side, Jake Techmeyer will lob it down low again for Standage. Standage in traffic, kicks it out, open for three is Cremosta, and he hits the three. Standage was able to find him, and Cremosta stroked in the three-pointer. In transition, a step through. Wow, what a drive by Weston Pfeiffer with the little flip in traffic. Here's Techmeyer on the baseline. Kicks it out. Another three-pointer for Cremosta. That one's no good, and we got an offensive foul on the rebound. So we'll walk to the other end of the court, and the Knights will shoot a one-and-one here. Minute 38 to go. And the foul is whistled on Cody Eskridge. And a one and one. And the front end of the one and one is up and good. I didn't see who they gave the ball to. I think that's Bronk McKay. Yeah, it is. So McKay hits the front end of the one and one. He's got one more coming up here. And it is good. So he makes both ends. And it's 23-22. Blue Jays with the one-point lead on their home court and the basketball with a minute 30 to go before halftime. Cremosta gave it away, now gets it back. Gives it now to Standage, who's got it top of the key. Tanner Hudson wants nothing to do with that. And the bounce pass on the baseline for Techmeyer. Techmeyer with a spin, with the step through, the body. He's hit on the body, and he'll head to the free throw line. Techmeyer does that so well. He understands that even if he doesn't make the shot, he's going to get to the free throw line because he pivots so well and has those long legs. And he's going to go line and shoot two here. And the free throw rolls around and is no good. The foul, by the way, was on Brandon Stevens. That is his first. 23-22, second free throw is on the way, and it is no good for Standage, for Techmeyer. He misses both of them, and the rebound taken out of there by Glazer. So Glazer will give it to Bronk McKay, gives it top of the circle here for Stevens. The Knights working it around. They give it right side for Glazer, back around the perimeter to McKay. McKay off of a screen will give it right side here for Glazer. They get it in the corner. Great ball movement as Pfeiffer has it and then kicks it back out for Stevens. Stevens into the corner. They give it to Pfeiffer. Back around the perimeter we go as McKay has it. They give it off here for Pfeiffer. They're kind of looking for that opportunity to cut through that lane. They're just passing around the perimeter, and Spalding Academy just turned it over. Glazer kind of lost control of the basketball there, and he ends up committing the turnover. So basketball comes back here to the Blue Jays, who lead at 23-22. There's 32 seconds to go, and Techmeyer has the dribble. He'll give it off on the left side for Standage. Driving through, a little ball fake by Kremosta. Kremosta has to kick it out and then get out of the lane, and they get it off for Huff, who then gives it off here to Kremosta. Kremosta is going to drive, float off glass, and Kremosta will score. And with 14.2 to go, we've got a timeout taken here by Spalding Academy. They call timeout to set up a final shot here. 14.2. They trail it 25-22. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Kind of an interesting timeout here to try to set up something. Now, of course, you expect this at the end of the first half. At the end of the ball game. You don't necessarily see it at the end of the first half, but a timeout to try to get a last-second look. And, you know, early in the season, when you call the timeout here, this is a good teaching moment. This is practice for later in the season when you really need to have this happen. So I like the timeout a lot. Taken here by Joe Imus. So we'll see whether or not they can make something happen. They inbound the basketball. They get it to Glazer. Glazer being pressured, has to cross the timeline with 10 seconds to go. He'll give it off on the left side here for Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer's pass is tipped, knocked away by Techmeyer. Techmeyer tracks it down at the buzzer, just flips it, and that will do it for the quarter. Ravenna probably, if they would have had another 2 seconds, could have got a layup or maybe a jumper, but Spalding Academy turns it over at the buzzer and will head to the locker rooms with Ravenna leading it 25-22 here at intermission. We'll take a quick break, and we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report with Ravenna leading it 25-22 over Spalding Academy. We'll take a break. We'll be back with a halftime report right after this.
Dr. Daniel McClinahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton, proud to support our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClinahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Well, let's get you updated on what has happened here so far here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. We are at halftime where Ravenna leads Spalding Academy 25-22 here at intermission of the boys championship game. And earlier today, it was Centura with a comfortable win over Overton in the girls championship game. As I forgot to write it down on the piece of paper that I'm now looking at, but hey, I have the technology. I can find the score here. The final was 61-27. So Centura with the comfortable win, 61-27 to win the girls' championship. Ravenna won the girls' consolation game, 51-38. And earlier today in the boys' consolation game, it was Centura defeating Overton, a final of 54-52. And now we're at halftime, 25-22. The Ravenna boys leading Spalding Academy in the boys' championship game of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Our last broadcast, high school sports broadcast for 2013. Obviously, we'll be back again over the weekend with more high school games for you. Meanwhile, on our sister station on ESPN 1460, the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament on the girls' side, the consolation game went to Ogallala, 55-49 over Amherst. Championship, I read the wrong score here. It was Ogallala 51-19 over Amherst. 51-19 Ogallala over Amherst in the girls' championship, in the girls' consolation game. In the girls' championship, Kearney Catholic over North Platte St. Pat's, 52-25. And on the boys' side, it was Amherst over Ogallala, 55-49 to finish third in the tournament. And then North Platte St. Pat's at Kearney Catholic defeated the Stars 60-54 in the boys' championship game. So got you updated on what has happened on our sister stations as well as here in Ravenna earlier today. Let's give you some team numbers that we have for you in the first half between Spalding Academy and Ravenna here at intermission. Spalding Academy, 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Ravenna only 1 of 3. Ravenna 2 of 10 shooting the three-pointer. Spalding Academy about the same percentage because they're 1 out of 5. Overall field goal shooting, Spalding Academy is 8 of 16, where Ravenna is 11 of 28. Spalding Academy has out-rebounded Ravenna 16-7. But turnovers, well, that's definitely the advantage of Ravenna. Spalding Academy has turned the ball over 9 times compared to 2 for Ravenna. And here at intermission, it is Ravenna with a 25-22 lead over Spalding Academy. We'll take a break here, Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, and we'll take a look at the individual numbers when we come back after this.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
And welcome back here to Ravenna as the Blue Jays have a 25-22 lead over Spalding Academy in the finals of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's check some of the individual numbers for you. And for Spalding Academy, leading the way so far is Brandon Stevens. He's got 8 points here at intermission. Weston Pfeiffer with 4. Kane Hashke has 4. Joe Glazer has 2. Bronk McKay with 2. And Tanner Hudson also with 2 points here for the Knights. Leading rebounder is Kane Hashke. He's got 5 rebounds, 4 for Brandon Stevens, 4 for Joel Glazer, and 2 for Tanner Hudson. But a little bit of an issue here in terms of fouls because Hashke is in a little bit of foul trouble here for the Knights as Hashke does have a couple of fouls here in the first half. And fouls, a bit of a story here for Ravenna as well. Tom Syskowski has 3, and Kobe Shermer has 3 here for Ravenna. So Ravenna does have some foul trouble that they have to deal with, in spite of the fact that they're leading on the scoreboard by a score of 25-22. And leading the way, scoring for the Blue Jays is Blake Kremoster. Kremoster with 12 points here at intermission. Jake Techmeyer with 7. Tom Syskowski with 2. Kobe Schirmer with 2. And Brady Standage with 2 points as well. And again, we are at halftime, 25-22. Ravenna with the lead right now over the Knights of Spalding Academy. Leading rebounder, pretty balanced really for the Blue Jays, as leading the rebounding is Kremosta. He's got 2. Schirmer's got 2. Standage has 2. And Techmeyer with 1 rebound. And unofficially had 7 rebounds in the first half here for Ravenna. So that does account for all 7 of their for their rebounds. And in terms of shooting, overall field goal shooting, 39.3% here for Ravenna. They are 9 of 18 inside the arc, so they're shooting 50% inside the arc, in part because they've got some layups after some steals, but they're only 2 of 10 outside of the arc and 1 for 3 from the free throw line. So overall shooting from the field, 39.3%, in spite of the fact they're shooting 50% inside the arc. Meanwhile, for Spalding Academy, their shooting numbers, which we've alluded to earlier, they are 8 of 16 from the field, so they're shooting 50% on the game. They are 7 of 11 inside the arc, so they're shooting 63.6%. So about 64% inside the arc. They're 1 of 5 outside of the three-point line for shooting 20%. So overall, they're shooting 50% from the field, and they're 5 of 6 from the free throw line. And again, those numbers are very unofficial, but Spalding Academy shooting the ball pretty well and still trailing Ravenna here at intermission. Our score is 25-22. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll start the third quarter with the Knights inbounding the basketball to start the third quarter. They trail at 25-22, and we'll have the third quarter when we come back right after this.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before, and their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers, or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And welcome back here as the Blue Jays already break the huddle. They're out there getting ready to play a little defense, and they have their starters out there. They changed it all a little bit. They got Kremosta, Syskowski, Techmeyer, Standage, and Kobe Schirmer. Yeah, they got the starters out there. And for Spalding Academy, they're going to go with Stevens, Glazer, Pfeiffer, McKay, and Hashke. And they inbound the basketball here to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer gets the inbounds. Picked up man-to-man there. Ravenna going man-to-man right now. Weaving through here is Kane Hashke. Hashke kicks it out for Stevens. And Stevens will fire the three and hit the three. Great start to the second half here for Spalding Academy, because they tie up the basketball game at 25. Driving the baseline and taking it off glass. It's down low. There is going to be Syskowski. Syskowski can't get it to fall. And coming out with the rebound is going to be Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer gives it off on the right side. Stevens, in all sorts of trouble, is able to fade away and find Bronk McKay near midcourt to keep the possession going here. And they'll get the ball back out here for Kane Hashke. Hashke has it stolen away. Techmeyer with the steal. Techmeyer is going to drive, step through, loses the basketball. And so both teams basically turn the ball over. Good defense on that far end. And a loose ball down low, and it's knocked out of Stevens' hands, and he took an extra bunny hop with it and turned it over. Schirmer forced the turnover there.
This is
otherwise, Spalding Academy would have been able to take the lead after forcing the turnover on the other end. So both teams playing great defense. Neither team really able to capitalize except for that three-pointer by Spalding Academy so far here in the third quarter. So the Jays kind of need to get their sea legs back a little bit. And Sizkowski gave it away. Now gets it back top of the circle. He'll give it right wing here for Shermer. Shermer works it down low. And they'll kick the ball back out here for Shermer. They worked it inside, and boy, it just collapsed on him. They give it to Techmeyer. Techmeyer's going to drive and dump, and the bucket's going to be up and good for Shermer. Well, give an assist there to Jake Techmeyer. That was a pretty pass and a loose ball that's stolen away by Kremosta. Kremosta comes up with the steal. He's going to drive. Shot's no good. Hangs on the rim, and coming out with a rebound is going to be Shermer. Shermer's got it, and they'll hand the basketball off now to Techmeyer as they reset the offense. They give it off on the right side for Standage. Standage now hands it off and sets the screen for Sizkowski. Back to Standage, who will now give it to Kremosta. And that pass a little bit hard for Kremosta, but he picks it up. And Techmeyer is going to drive, float, off glass, no good. And we've got a foul. It was rebounded by Shermer, and they bumped him, causing Shermer to take an extra step. And that wasn't a turnover, so you got to call the foul. So Ravenna misses the shot, but it is going to be a foul on Pfeiffer. So Pfeiffer with the foul, and we've got another foul on the way into the basket, but well before a shot. Nope, they're going to call the kick in the lane there. So Techmeyer is going to inbound the basketball here for the Jays, and they get the bounce pass on the baseline, and it's stolen away. Spalding Academy makes the steal, and they work it up ahead here for Stevens. Stevens will pass it down low, jumper by Hashke. Hashke with the miss, and coming out with the rebound is going to be Kremosta. Kremosta kicks it out. Here's a three by Sizkowski. Sizkowski can't get it to fall, and the rebound is going to be taken out of there by Hashke. So Hashke with the rebound, quick pass up ahead. Layup going to be good for Weston Pfeiffer. So Pfeiffer scores in transition, and now Ravenna runs right back at him. They get it in a trail position here for Shermer. He doesn't want to take that jumper, so they'll kick it off for Techmeyer. Techmeyer will float, 15-foot jumper good. So Techmeyer will answer back, and again, the Blue Jays with a two-point lead. The long pass up ahead is knocked out of bounds by Ravenna. And we're going to have a little stoppage here as Kane Hashke is going to tie his shoe right underneath the basket here. It will be Knights basketball in the middle of their bench, and they'll get it in for Glazer. Glazer gives it back for Stevens. Stevens gives it in the corner over there for Bronk McKay. And they'll give it between the circles here for Glazer. Glazer on the right wing for Pfeiffer. Back around the perimeter for Stevens. They give it off on the right side for Pfeiffer. Back around, skip pass now for McKay. McKay's pass is knocked away, and we've got a loose ball that's picked up here by Kremosta. Kremosta looking for a trail, and his pass is knocked away and stolen out there by Stevens. Stevens gets it up ahead here for a layup by Hashke, and Hashke will score. So a couple of turnovers, and now Ravenna losing control of the basketball again. They turn the ball over. Well, Ravenna had a great look at it, but Stevens went down and stopped that drive of Kremosta. I thought there might have been a foul when the steal was initially made by Standage. But they got it up ahead, and had they been able to make the layup, you wouldn't have wanted that foul called. In any event, we're tied at 29, about 4.5 to go, and getting the ball down low and putting up the shot missing is going to be Tanner Hudson. So Spalding Academy with the miss and snagging the rebound out there was Kremosta. Kremosta now has the top of the circle. He'll give it right side here for Techmeyer. Techmeyer's going to drive. He's going to float, and his shot's no good. Rebound taken out of there by Hudson, and Hudson has it stolen away. It's intercepted in the steal by Techmeyer, and Techmeyer's going to lay it up and in. So Techmeyer with the bucket, and now on the run here is going to be Glazer. Glazer kicks it out. Three-pointer for Spalding Academy off the mark. Rebound out of there by Kremosta. Kremosta's outlet pass is stolen away by Spalding Academy. They get it inside here for Glazer, and Glazer kicks it out, and we've got a push away from the ball. They got it out to Bronk McKay, and there's going to be a little push there. And they think they just gave that to Kremosta. We're on the other side, so sometimes we have trouble seeing who they give the fouls to because they give it to the far sideline, but that's the second personal foul on Kremosta. So they're going to inbound it to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer gives it top of the circle for Glazer. Glazer's three is no good. Hashke with the rebound and the block by Standage. Long outlet pass to Techmeyer. Techmeyer has to track it down on the baseline. He's going to dump it in underneath. Shot is missed by Standage. And so we'll go to the other end. Long pass up ahead, knocked out of bounds. And it'll be Knights basketball. So the Knights inbounded underneath their own basket. And they'll get it out here for Pfeiffer. We'll slow it down a little bit. Glazer's got the dribble with 3:10 to go here in the third. It's a two-point lead for Ravenna, 31-29. With the basketball is going to be Kane Hashke. Hashke will dribble. Stevens will get it inside for Hashke. And the shot no good, but Hashke is fouled. A great wraparound bounce pass to get it into Hashke, but Hashke had two guys right behind him, and one of them hit him on the arm. So Hashke is going to go to the free throw line after the foul was whistled on Cremosta, and that is going to be his third foul. So three starters with three fouls here for Ravenna. And Hashke's going to go line and shoot two. The first one rolls around and is good. So he makes the first to two, and it's 31-30 with 2:57 to go here in the third quarter. Ravenna has the lead. They've led most of the game. Been about four lead changes or so. Second free throw on the way, and we are tied at 31. Both free throws where Hashke are up and good, and Hashke now has 8 points in the game. Trail opportunity to shoot the three if Standage wants it, but he decides not to, and they'll give it to Techmeyer. Techmeyer has it stolen away, but there's a foul. That'll be on Spaulding Academy. They got him with the body. And that'll be on Glazer. That'll be his second. Techmeyer will inbound it for Standage. Back to Techmeyer. They give it to Cremosta. Techmeyer on that right wing has a little bit of a screen, but he'll dump it off. And here's an open three for Sieskowski. Sieskowski can't get the shot to fall. And coming out with the rebound here is going to be Stevens. Long pass up ahead. And they get it to Bronk McKay. McKay back to Stevens. Back around the perimeter. A little ball fake penetration here by Pfeiffer. He'll work it back around the perimeter. Here's a three for Stevens, and he strokes it in. I didn't think Stevens had the rhythm for it, but he rattled that one in from NBA range. So a three-point lead now for the Knights. And on the drive is Ravenna's Cremosta. Cremosta can't get the fall. Coming up with the ball in underneath, and then the foul, the rebound was in underneath. And I think that's going to be a foul on Hashke, as Standage pulled down the rebound. And that is going to be the third foul on Kane Hashke. So Hashke is going to be whistled for the foul here, and they're going to inbound the basketball to Brady Standage for Ravenna. And he'll just hand the ball back out for Kobe Schirmer. Schirmer, one of the three players with three fouls here for the Jays. Around the perimeter, they give it to Techmeyer. Techmeyer on the baseline. We'll bounce pass it through there, and it's knocked around. Standage will just track it down. He wasn't sure who touched it last, so he picks it up, and Cremosta now has it on the left wing, well behind the three-point arc. They give it to Standage, right side for Schirmer. Schirmer, a little ball fake. He's looking maybe for the skip pass. It's there if he wants it, but he'll give it to Techmeyer. And they're going to backdoor cut here is going to be Sieskowski, but they'll give it off instead for Standage, and Standage is going to drive, have it knocked away. He flies out of bounds, saves the loose ball, gets it to Cremosta. Little jump stop here in the lane for Sieskowski, and he's going to kick it back out here for Cremosta. The Jays being very patient, working the clock here, not necessarily by design, but they're also not taking bad shots. Cremosta off of a screen, will kick it off on the left side for Techmeyer. Techmeyer from the elbow, kicks it out. Now Techmeyer gets it back. Techmeyer will drive from the free throw line, dumps it in underneath, backdoor cut, and we've got a foul. Sieskowski cut in there just at the right time, and Techmeyer was able to find him, and Techmeyer does a great job of passing the basketball. Anyway, that's going to be a foul that's going to send Sieskowski to the line for a couple of free throws. And the foul is whistled on Stevens. That is going to be his second. So the free throw is up and good. 34-32. And Schirmer is going to come out of the ball game. Dylan Huff going to come in with 53.1 to go here in the third quarter. Second free throw is up and no good. And the rebound taken out of there by the Knights. Glazer with it, long outlet pass, and it's going to be a tied ball. They threw it way up ahead, and Techmeyer was able to tie it up with Brandon Stevens. And so that's actually going to be a turnover here on Spalding Academy because the possession arrow is pointing to the Jays. And the Jays have 45 seconds to make something happen with it. So Kremosta in the offensive zone is picked up man-to-man there by McKay. They give it off on the left side here for Techmeyer. Techmeyer kicks right wing for Sieskowski. Sieskowski top of the circle for Kremosta. They give it off here for Techmeyer. 27 seconds left. Top of the circle, Standage had trouble coming up with the ball. It was kind of stuck on his shoulder for a little bit, but he didn't take any steps, so no turnover. Kremosta now has it left side for Sieskowski. 16 seconds left, and the Knights still content to allow them to milk the clock a little bit. 10 seconds to go. Techmeyer has the dribble. He'll take it, dump it in underneath. Ball fake shot, good for Brady Standage. Nice little pick and roll as Standage will get the 2 points, and no time really for Spalding Academy to do anything with it. And so that bucket at the buzzer, essentially for Ravenna, will tie things at 34 as we head to the fourth quarter. Spalding Academy and Ravenna tied as we head to the fourth. We're back right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
And welcome back here to Ravenna. Spalding Academy will inbound the basketball to start the fourth quarter. We're tied at 34. And they go with their starters out there. Loose ball that's picked up here by Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer kicks it in the corner. Awkward looking three by Stevens is off the mark. Offensive rebound, bank shot, good for Joe Glazer. So Glazer is able to make the putback. And he hits the two-pointer. And you hear the chant of defense by the folks from Spalding Academy. And Ravenna, down by two, has the basketball in the hands of Kremosta, who gives it off on the left wing here for Standage. No pressure put on Standage, but he's not going to shoot from there. So they'll get the ball back out for Techmeyer. Techmeyer, top of the circle for Sieskowski. Kremosta's got it. Kremosta off of a screen will spin, dump it in underneath for Standage. Standage in the lane, had to flip it up or he would have turned it over for a three-second count. And that was an awkward shot. We're going to call that a turnover as Spalding Academy comes up with it. They drive and will head to the line. Bronk McKay got it in transition, drove in hard, and now he's going to have two free throws. They wasted no time attacking. Standage is whistled for the foul. That's just his first. And the free throw is up and good for Bronk McKay. So McKay will make it 37-34, 7:01 to go here in regulation. Second free throw up and good. He makes both of them. And it's a 4-point lead for the Knights. Been a well-played ball game. Kobe Schirmer has it on that left side. Passes around the perimeter here to Techmeyer. Techmeyer gave it away, now gets it back. And he'll dump it to the elbow for Standage. Standage back out for Techmeyer. Nice little two-man game there, but good defense by the Knights. And now Sieskowski has it on the right wing. They'll give it back out here for Standage. Standage, right side for Schirmer. And they're sagging off of Schirmer and driving is Techmeyer. Techmeyer took an extra step in the lane. Yeah, he was really leaning in there, trying to get some body contact, but he had that dribble so far away from his body that it was kind of in a turnover position, and Ravenna did turn the ball over. So the turnover, just the 10th against Ravenna. Off of the screen, into the offensive zone. Here is Bronk McKay, and McKay will drive all the way in and score. Got a huge screen from Hashke. And now the pass in the right side to Sieskowski. Sieskowski will kick the ball back out for Kremoster. Kremoster to Techmeyer. Techmeyer for three. Back of the iron to no good. Schirmer fighting for the rebound. Comes up with it, and he'll hand it off to Techmeyer. It's in the lane. Extra pass for Standage, and Standage has it blocked. It is blocked by Stevens, and it's a jump ball. The officials right on top of it, and I would agree with their assessment. Timeout, Ravenna. With 5:56 to go here, fourth quarter, a six-point lead for Spalding Academy. But Ravenna will inbound underneath their own basket after this timeout. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Well, just a shade under 6 minutes to go in the basketball game, but a crucial moment here for Ravenna. They are down 40-34 and inbounding underneath their own basket. Techmeyer is going to inbound it. They toss it in here for Kremoster. Kremoster dribbles up, open area, and he'll score. I think it might have been designed for a three, but he wasn't open from three-point range, but dribbled where he was. And the Jays will pressure it, but handling the pressure, long pass up ahead to McKay. He'll kick it out here for Stevens. Stevens will fire the three. It's no good. Couple of offensive rebounds underneath for Joe Glazer, and then Glazer will finally score. So they got a couple offensive rebounds, and it ends up into a bucket. So that lead right back out to six on the baseline. Sieskowski. Sieskowski kicks it back out here for Techmeyer. Right wing, they'll get it off for Kremoster. Kremoster on the dribble. Got the defender in the air, but now he's landed and nowhere to go with the ball. Backdoor cut here by Sieskowski. He's going to kick it out. Schirmer for three off the mark. And ball still being fought for. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Knights. So Ravenna will come up with the basketball, and they'll inbound it as Techmeyer is going to toss it in. And they'll just toss it in. In fact, letting it bounce and go into the backcourt is going to be Blake Kremosta. Wasn't sure where he was at, and they'll kick it off here on the right side. Three-pointer by Techmeyer, and he nails it. Jake Techmeyer strokes in the three, and we got a three-point ball game. Long inbounds pass to Pfeiffer at midcourt. Pfeiffer's double team steps through that double team on the baseline, and they'll kick it back around the perimeter. They give it off here on the left side for McKay. McKay jumper, no good. Offensive rebound. Joe Glazer with the putback. Off of the miss. And you hear the chant again for Spalding Academy. The Jays could use a bucket here. They are down by five with 4:22 to go. They're being very patient, passing out to the top of the key. Sieskowski and Kobe Schirmer doing most of the passing. Now they get the ball to Techmeyer. Techmeyer fadeaway three, no good. Offensive rebound, and the bucket's good for Sieskowski. Sieskowski, a huge putback, and then the steal. Ball's loose, and we've got a foul, and oh, Techmeyer thought that he got that clean, and they're going to call him for the foul. And Baronic also would agree with his freshman, Jake Techmeyer. Techmeyer is going to be whistled for the foul and take away a scoring opportunity here from the Jays, who trail it 44-41. And now the chant from the Ravenna fans for the defense. Pfeiffer will give it on the right sideline here for Hashke. Hashke double team, passes tip, ball is loose, but Hashke gets it tipped back to him, and he'll make the pass that's stolen away by Techmeyer. Techmeyer on the drive, falling down, lays it up, and he is fouled on his way to the basket. What great hands by Techmeyer. He had lost the ball on the way up and was able to track it down and was good enough at it that he was able to go to the line. They're going to say that when the ball was loose is when it was fouled by Stevens. so it is not a shooting foul. Timeout, Ravenna. 3:38 to go here. Fourth quarter, 44-41. Jays down by three, but they'll inbound the basketball. And we come back from this timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Back after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Well, Techmeyer will inbound it here for Ravenna. As the Jays are ready to go, they have two guys at the top of the key, two guys just outside of the lane, in the middle of the lane, but just outside. They set a screen off the inbounds here, and they'll toss the ball into Brady Standage. They'll work it back around the perimeter now. Sieskowski has it. Techmeyer will cycle through. I think they were looking to get it to him, but wasn't open enough, and Shermer will help work it around the perimeter. Kermosta has it, gives it off on the left side for Techmeyer. Over on that skip pass, they give it to Kermosta, back to Techmeyer. Three-pointer top of the key, short, and pulling down the rebound here is going to be Glazer. So Glazer strokes in the rebound, and a quick pass in underneath, and we got a foul. I think that was a pass, maybe it was just an air ball, but in any event, from that right side, they threw it down low, and going after the basketball, Spalding Academy committed the foul. That one was so far off the mark, I assumed it was a pass, and the foul came through there. So Stevens is whistled for his fourth personal foul. And it's a three-point ball game with 3:06 to go. Sieskowski has it in the offensive zone and gives it between the circles to Kermosta. Now left wing, they got it to Standage. Standage gets it back after he got it to the elbow with Shermer. And now on the right wing, Sieskowski has it. Inside of 3 minutes to go. 44-41, Spalding Academy. Ravenna works the basketball to that right side. Standage has it. The Knights right now sagging on that man-to-man, but they're going man-to-man right now. Kermosta gives it top of the circle for Techmeyer. Techmeyer kicks on the left side here for Sieskowski. Pass in the lane, a little spin by Kermosta, who kicks it out to Techmeyer. Techmeyer falls, but because of the contact by Joel Glazer. So Glazer is going to be whistled for the foul. I think they might mop up a wet spot there, and that wet spot might be why Techmeyer fell there. There was contact and the right call to call the foul. But if there was no wet spot there, that might not have been a foul. When he falls down, you got to call something. It's either a turnover or it's a foul, and there was contact that created the foul. So Techmeyer is going to go to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-and-1 here. And it is up, rolls around, and no good. And it's going to be rebounded by the Knights. The rebound was by Hudson. And Hudson gets the ball back in the offensive zone. So Tanner Hudson hasn't been out there a lot, but he comes up with a key rebound here. And he's got his hands on the basketball on that right side. Pass inside. And coming back out with it is going to be McKay. And it's stolen away. The steal by Kermosta, who lays it up and in. Blake Kermosta with the steal and the layup, and we've got a one-point ball game with 2 minutes to go. 44-43. Knights long pass up ahead, and staying in bounds with it is Hudson, and then Hudson's pass is deflected. It'll be a turnover. And now slowly in the offensive zone comes Kermosta and the Blue Jays. They get it off for Standage. Standage will kick it left side for Sieskowski. On the right wing, they get it for Techmeyer. They're being very patient offensively here as Kermosta has it. Minute and a half to go in a one-point ball game. Jays down 44-43, and they'll give it between the circles to Sieskowski. Right side, Kermosta. They'll set a little screen there for Kermosta, but he's shut off, so 5-second count going on, and understanding that and calling timeout is Paul Baronic. Ravenna not making anything happen. The 5-second count was working against them, so timeout. Blue Jays, brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance of Kearney, 44-43. The Blue Jays are down by one when they inbound. When we come back with 1:16 to go in the game right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member, because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Well, each team has at least a couple of timeouts left. Seven fouls have been committed by Spalding Academy. So right now, Ravenna is in the bonus. And they've got a couple of fouls to give. They've only been whistled for four fouls up to this point, and the possession arrow is pointing to Spalding Academy. Blue Jays inbound it. They give it to Techmeyer. Techmeyer dribbling near midcourt. Still on the move as he will get a little screen, and he'll pass it in underneath to Kobe Schirmer. Schirmer now going to kick it back out for Techmeyer, who's open for the three. Back of the iron, no good. Rebound, fought for. Schirmer comes up with it. Pass on the inside, going to be saved to Cremosta. Cremosta is going to kick it out. Techmeyer wide open for the three. Back of the iron, no good. And this time, rebounding it out there is going to be Pfeiffer, and we've got a timeout for Spalding Academy. They call the timeout, not wanting to really face that pressure that Ravenna was starting to put on the ball when Weston Pfeiffer had his hands on it, but a key rebound there for Pfeiffer. Timeout for the Knights. They lead it 44-43 with 43 seconds to go. We'll take the timeout with them. We're back right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
42.5 seconds to go exactly on our scoreboard that reads, guess 44. That's Spalding Academy. And the home team, the Ravenna Blue Jays, 43. And again, the Jays can be aggressive here on defense. They have a couple of fouls to give. They've only committed four fouls. And we'll see what they have in mind here, as it's going to be Stevens that's going to inbound it. He's facing some pressure by Syskowski. They get the ball up ahead here. On the bounce is going to be McKay. McKay double-teamed, is able to get the ball up ahead here for Hashke. And they're just kind of playing keep away as Pfeiffer passes it out. And there is a loose ball, but it was created by a foul by Ravenna. So 31.3 to go. Foul whistled on the Jays, their fifth. And that'll be the second foul on Jake Techmeyer here in the ball game. So the Knights going to inbound it. And again, Ravenna can be aggressive, not worrying about committing a foul. Maybe they want to commit a foul because they do. And that is going to be a foul by Techmeyer. And that's going to be his third now. He's picked up two quick ones here in the span of the last few seconds. So now a foul will be a one and one, as that's now six. And it's going to be inbounded to Stevens. Stevens double-teamed as he brings it across the timeline. And a timeout by Spalding Academy. That was a very bad spot to pick up the basketball, and Ravenna knew it. They were triple-teaming it in that corner, and a timeout here to maintain the possession for Spalding Academy. 25.4 to go in the ball game. Timeout Knights. They lead it by one. They'll inbound it. We come back right after this.
Right now, Crossroads Ford in Kearney is dealing. End of the year is almost here, and inventory has to go. Every late model car, pickup, and SUV priced to sell fast, and they are dealing. They have the most late model pre-owned inventory they've had in years. Many brands, many makes, and models. Drive through their lot today and check them out. Bring your trade. They have on-the-spot appraisals, available bank financing with your good credit, and never a charge for paperwork. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Crossroads Ford.
Well, that timeout by Spalding Academy saves the possession here, really. And with 25.4 to go, now a foul by the Blue Jays would send Spalding Academy to the free throw line. So, again, the Jays will try to make the steal. Ravenna has a couple of timeouts left. And the Knights inbounding it. Five-second count going on, and it's intercepted. Cremosta makes the steal. The layup missed, and it's rebounded by Spalding Academy. Stevens with the rebound, and now he's fouled. Oh, my. Ravenna had it. Cremosta making the steal. Had a contested layup. It wasn't an easy one, but he missed it with about 21 seconds to go. Stevens gets the rebound, and then he is fouled by Standage. A good foul by Standage. And so a one-and-one coming up here for Stevens. No Knights down there the rebound. It's just Standage and four Blue Jays, and the free throw was good. 45-43 with 18.2 to go. Regardless of what happens after this free throw, it'll be a one-possession game, but a deuce is an easier one than a three, and he missed it. Jays come out of there. They're down by two, 14 seconds to go. They kick it off on the left side here to Sieskowski. With the basketball is Cremosta. Cremosta in trouble. Gives it off here for Standage. 3 seconds. Awkward-looking jumper. No good. Rebound. Out of bounds. Last touched by the Knights with 0.4 to go. And a timeout here for the Blue Jays. 0.4 to go. They're going to inbound it in the corner, and we'll see what Coach Perani can draw up. He called the timeout, just a 30-second timeout. And again, this timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Kearney. 0.4, so you can catch and release, but really you can't dribble, you can't do anything else with it. It doesn't have to be a tip. It can be a catch and a release. And obviously no replays here. So we'll see what they have designed. The ball went out of bounds, so it's going to be right by the letter S on the baseline for the Blue Jays over in the right corner on the home bench area. 0.4 to go. And it's going to have to be kind of a lob play here. But it does not have to be right underneath the basket. It does not have to be a tip. The all-important inbounder is going to be Blake Cremosta. Cremosta to inbound it here. They cycle through, and they get it to Standage. He puts up the shot off the glass, and no good. And Spalding Academy, with a huge win, they remain undefeated and hand the Blue Jays their first loss of the season, 45-43. Not a bad look there from Standage, about 15 feet away. So a well-designed play, but just a little bit off the mark. And your final, Spalding Academy, 45, Ravenna, 43. And the Knights remain undefeated, winning on the Ravenna Blue Jays home floor. And that will wrap up our coverage of high school basketball for 2013 in dramatic fashion. Big win tonight for Spalding Academy. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame report and hopefully be able to talk with Coach Peronic in our postgame show. We'll do that when we come back right after this.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Welcome back here to Ravenna. This is the Misco Sports Postgame Report. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. A 45-43 win here for Spalding Academy at Ravenna. This is a barn that doesn't give up a lot of opponent wins. And so this is a nice win tonight for Spalding Academy. And, well, you have to tip your hat to them. They played a solid game. They shot 50% from the field, 16 of 32 from the field. Inside the three-point arc was nearly 60%. They were 59.1%. And 3 of 10 from behind the arc and 10 of 12 from the free throw line. That is the recipe for success when you shoot 50% from the field and you hit 83% of your free throws. That's a pretty darn good start. And again, Ravenna did not shoot themselves in the foot. They played a solid game here tonight, but they do come up on the short end of the stick, a final of 45-43. Let's take a look at some numbers. We'll take a look at things from the perspective of Spalding Academy first. Brandon Stevens led the way. He finished with 15 points. Joe Glazer had 8, Kane Hashke with 8, Weston Pfeiffer with 6, Bronk McKay 6, and Tanner Hudson with 2 in what is not a very deep bench, honestly, for Spalding Academy being a D2 team, but the kids they put out there are pretty solid, including Glazer. He had the 8 points but also had 10 rebounds. Hashke, 8 points, 8 rebounds, and Brandon Stevens finished with 6 rebounds, 4 for Tanner Hudson, and 2 for Weston Pfeiffer. So great effort tonight for Spalding Academy as they win on the road 45-43 over Ravenna. Now checking the numbers here for the Jays. And a couple players in double digits. Blake Cremosta led the way. He finished with 16 points. Jake Techmeyer with 14. Tom Siskowski with 5. Kobe Shermer, 4. And Brady Standage with 4 points tonight as well. Rebounding. The Jays lost that rebounding battle here. They finished with 5 rebounds for Blake Cremosta. He's the leading rebounder unofficially. Brady Standage with 3, Kobe Shermer with 2, and 1 each for Jake Techmeyer and Tom Siskowski. And again, I don't pretend that these are the official statistics, but I did have Ravenna decidedly losing the rebounding edge. From the field today, Ravenna shot 19 of 49 unofficially for about 39%. Inside the three-point arc, they were 53%, 16 of 30. And behind the arc, they were 3 of 19 and only 2 of 6 from the free throw line. So a couple of numbers that really work against Ravenna as they did not shoot the ball exceptionally well here. And the rebounding battle unofficially, I had won by Spalding Academy 31 to 13. And I'm not convinced that 13 is the right number there, but certainly won by Spalding Academy. I might have missed a few rebounds there for Ravenna because that does seem a little bit low. Turnovers, 16 turnovers for, well, 20 turnovers altogether for Spalding Academy. And Ravenna took pretty good care of the basketball. They had unofficially 10 turnovers in the game, and that's certainly acceptable. But unfortunately for Ravenna, just not enough rebounds, just not enough shots falling here as Spalding Academy picks up the win on the road, winning here in Ravenna a final of 45-43. So to recap what happened today, on the girls' side, the consolation game did go to Ravenna over Spalding Academy 51-38. The girls' championship game won by Centura, defeating Overton 61-27. And on the boys' side, the consolation game today was Centura over Overton, a final of 54-52. And the boys' game just as exciting, Spalding Academy with a 45-43 win over Ravenna. We're going to take another time out here. Hopefully have a chance to talk with Coach Baronic as we continue with the Misco Sports Postgame Report coming up right after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Welcome back here to the Misco Sports Postgame Report. A final in this one, Spalding Academy 45, Ravenna 43. And kind enough to talk to us about it is Paul Baronic, the head boys basketball coach here for Ravenna. And, Coach, just a couple of pretty good basketball teams going to battle for 32 minutes. Yeah. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, it's got to be entertaining for the fans to sit there and see two teams kind of tussle it out a little bit. And unfortunately, we came on the bottom end of it. And a lot of credit goes to Spalding and their group and how they fought and kept battling and a really nice basketball team.
And I think both of you kind of see the strengths. I think they were a pretty good rebounding team. They kind of won that edge. You guys pressured the ball pretty well. You kind of won the edge when it comes to forcing turnovers.
Right. You know, and you could 20-20 hindsight a lot of things. You know, maybe if we'd have brought up pressure more and been more aggressive that way. But when Thomas and Kobe get three fouls in the first half, you're kind of limited at that even. And then I just got sick and tired of our guys sitting on their heels, and we needed to get after it a little bit. And they responded well to that. Our guys responded really well to that.
Well, they again, you kind of built the lead, had the lead for much of the game, but you never could really shake him. You never really had that point where you were able to jump out there to that 10-12-point lead.
Right. That would have been a huge, you know, bonus. But, you know, with those guys, it's tough to do that. Then when they got the lead, it seemed like we could never get it back. And they just seemed to maintain, and we could have got over the hump maybe a little bit and put some pressure on them late in the game. It might have been a different story.
And you guys worked the ball. I really felt like you kind of slowed it down a little bit in terms of your half-court game.
Yep.
You wanted to get a good look. Got some good looks, but just couldn't get some of those three-pointers to fall.
No, and, you know, I've said all along we're not a great – I don't even know if a good three-point shooting team, and definitely it showed up tonight. You know, maybe, you know, it's different. You know, they left the right guys open, and maybe in some cases the wrong guys shot them for us. But everybody on our basketball team gets an inside-out three-point attempt, and if that's thrown to you, then you're supposed to take it on this basketball team.
And that's pretty much the looks that you guys got.
Yeah.
And it really wasn't just that pass around the perimeter
no.
a couple times, but for the most part, it was that penetration and a good look.
Yeah, you know, and that's one thing we talked about halftime is just, you know, keep penetrating. Get a kick, you know, if you could get to the rim. But, you know, Spalding's defense made it tough because they sagged a little bit, at least sagged on the, you know, people that maybe not are quite an outside threat. And they just made it difficult on us to get to the lane and, you know, any backdoor attempt, any of those types of things. We just didn't really do a good job of, you know, getting some executions that way. But, you know, late in the fourth quarter, I thought, you know, when things were not looking so good, it was just time to turn it up a little bit and go. And our kids responded really well to that. And that's, you know, that was at least somewhat of a plus for us late in the game.
Yeah, and you showed some confidence in your team. You didn't overcoach. You didn't call that timeout to try to set up something there. You just kind of let them work the offense, had a pretty good look. It didn't fall. And then you had to set something up with 0.4 to go. But talk a little bit about that decision and kind of what happened there.
I'd rather just be able to attack it, and you know, we got a couple good drivers, and I kind of pulled them off to the side. It's not like they didn't know what to do. It's the fact that we wanted to try to get them to the lane and get a good drive, and we just never really got penetrated at all. And for lack of aggression or scared or whatever or indecision, you know, and then I have to look at myself and say maybe I should have called a timeout and set up something better.
Well, we don't want a Monday morning quarterback.
That's, you know, those are the things I have to look at, and those are things that we have to work through as a team. And, you know, late game situations is what makes and breaks you. especially, you know, when it comes February. So you got to learn how to do those things. So this is, could be a learning experience, too, for us.
Yeah, and that again, a little bit different style that you kind of had to play with, and that is only going to make you better because you're going to play teams that are going to look a whole lot like Spalding Academy down the road.
Absolutely. They're a very good team. You don't finish, you know, runner-up in D2 and not have a good team, and they've got quite a bit of that nucleus back. And Coach Imus does a good job with his group, and they respond well, and they run the dribble drive, which gets us a lot of trouble. But, you know, and you know, if I could get another positive for our guys, is we did a decent job on stopping the dribble drive. Their main, MO is their offensive rebounding. And, if you know, I can remember in the fourth quarter there was two opportunities where we had them stopped, and they got an offensive rebound and a chippy put back in. And, you know, but that's what they do, and everybody you talk to, you just got to make sure you keep them off the offensive glass. And, you know, to their credit, they got to it. But also to our guys' credit, you know, we crashed pretty hard late in the game, too, and I thought our guys stayed hungry on the boards also.
Well, like we said when we kind of started this, I mean, that was 32 minutes. You guys came to battle the entire game.
Yeah, it was a bang it out, drag it out, good old-fashioned hayseed fight right in the old barnyard. So
well, it was a lot of fun, and you know what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Exactly.
You're right. This will get you ready for when the LUPLAC conference tournament rolls around and sub districts and the like.
Yep. We got to learn from it. We got to move on, and we've got 2 days of practice, and then we play a good Arapaho team, and then Bertrand's undefeated over on the other side of the tournament there with Pleasanton, and then the next week it gets to Killer Lane where we got Donovan Trumbull, Wood River, who's playing really, really well right now, and then Angie Litchfield. So we play 5 games within about 8 days there. So, you know, we better find out in a hurry what's happening.
Well, get your rest when you can.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, Happy
thanks
New
for the
Year.
Conference. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. And once again, our final 45-43. Tough win, but a great effort tonight by Ravenna as Spalding Academy picks up the win 45-43. And that's going to wrap it up for 2013, our last high school sports cast of the year. Certainly want to thank all of our sponsors for helping us bring you coverage of high school sports, and obviously you for listening as well. For our engineer Grant Sparks back in the studios, I'm Randy Bushgar. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a very happy and safe new year, and go.